All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He does not need anything, does not resemble any of his creations, and he exists without a place. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. We must believe in the Day of Judgment, Resurrection and the Grave, punishment and enjoyment. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said, "We believe in the punishment in the grave for the one who deserves it, and in Munkar and Nakir's questioning of the buried person in his grave about his Lord, religion and Prophet. All this is in accordance with the hadiths of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of the companions of the Prophet, may Allah raise their ranks. We believe that the grave is either a garden of paradise or a pit of hell." So it is obligatory to believe in the torture in the grave for the blasphemers and for some of the Muslim committers of enormous sins. This is stated in the Quran in Surah Ghafir, Ayah 46. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. It means hellfire will be shown twice a day to the blasphemers in their graves. The hadith, استنزه من البول فإن عامة عذاب القبر منه. It is narrated by Imam الدارقطني and it means, do not stain yourselves with urine, because certainly most of the torture in the grave is due to it. Every buried person, except the prophets, martyrs, and children, will be asked specific questions by the two angels, Munkar and Nakir, about his Lord, religion, and Prophet. The buried person who gives the correct answers will enjoy the stay in the grave, while the one who gives the incorrect answers will have a miserable time, sojourn. Then At-Tahawi talked about resurrection and judgment day, and he said, "We believe in the resurrection, payment for the deeds, and the day of judgment." Imam At-Tahawi then said, "We believe in the resurrection, payment for the deeds on the day of judgment, presentation of the deeds, questioning, reading the book, reward, punishment, sirat, the bridge over hell, and balance." This means we believe that the souls will return to their bodies, and together they will exit the graves. This will happen on the day of judgment, when the people will have their deeds displayed and weighed, and they will read their books of deeds. Moreover, they will pass over the Sirat, the bridge that extends over hellfire between the assembly land and paradise. Finally, there will be reward for the obedient that affects entering paradise, and punishment for the disobedient that affects entering hellfire. Then he said, "Paradise and hell are created. They will never end or cease to exist. Certainly, Allah Ta'ala brought paradise and hell into existence before the humans, and He created occupants for them. So for whomever He has willed to go to paradise, this is a favor from Him, and for whomever He has willed to go to hell, this is justice from Him. Everyone works according to what has been written for him in Allahul Mahfuz, the guarded tablet, and proceeds towards for what he has been created." The explanation, both hell and paradise are already created, as mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al Imran 131-133, "U'iddat lil kafirin," and the other ayah, "U'iddat lil muttaqin," about paradise. Both will remain forever. Jahm ibn Safwan and some Mu'tazila are the only ones who said that hell and paradise would come to an end. Ibn Taymiyyah said that hell would come to an end. Either saying is sheer blasphemy. Moreover, Allah created paradise and hell before He created people, some of whom will be dwellers of paradise and others of hell. Whoever goes to paradise goes by the mercy and generosity of Allah. On the other hand, whoever enters hell enters it by the justice of Allah. This is mentioned in the Quran in Surah An-Nur, Ayah 21. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَّى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. And in the hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad and Imam Abu Dawood, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَذَّبَ أَهْلَ سَمَوَاتِهِ وَأَهْلَ أَرْضِهِ لَعَذَّبَهُمْ وَهُوَ غَيْرُ ظَالِمٍ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ رَحِمَهُمْ كَانَتْ رَحْمَتُهُ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. So everyone will act in accordance with what is written in the guarded tablet and will veer towards his fate. Then At-Tahawi said, good and evil are destined for the slaves. This means this is repeated here for further emphasis on the issue of preordainment and destiny, along with giving people choice and will. Allah destined according to His will and knowledge for them to do good and evil deeds. In Al-Furqan, Ayah 2, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. The ability with which the deed occurs is simultaneous with the deed. An example of what is related to this ability is the tawfiq, which must not be attributed to the creation. As to the ability in terms of health, power, mastery, and soundness of instruments, it is present. It is present prior to the deed, and the religious orders are relevant to it. As in the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 286, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. It means Allah does not require of anyone to do what is beyond one's ability. This means Allah created people and bestowed upon them certain body parts, limbs, heads, heart, by which they are able to carry out deeds. This is the apparent ability. Simultaneous and with performing the deeds, Allah creates the ability to do the deeds. This is the inner ability. Creating the ability to do the good deeds is called tawfiq. This ability exists in the person at the moment the deed is done. Allah does not require any person to do what lies beyond his apparent ability. As mentioned in the ayah in the aforementioned text, Al-Baqarah 286. At-Tahawi then said, the deeds of the slaves are the creation of Allah and are acquired by the slaves. So all of the deeds of the slaves, including the voluntary and bad, are created by Allah Ta'ala. The slave acquires, that is, performs the deeds. This is the true belief of Ahlus Sunnah. The person has a choice that makes him accountable. His ability to choose does not, however, make him the creator of his deeds. Man has a choice under the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to protect us from misguidance and keep us steadfast on the religion of Al-Islam and to gather us with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the prophets before him, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.